Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudi was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and scholarly and religious life of the most outstanding companions of Prophet Muhammad and the infallible Imams. And in the new series, we want to talk about the prominent women of Islam, especially the Shiite ones. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, I have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Shaykh Fadai. Shaykh Rouhani, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Shaykh Fadai, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma. Thursday, which is Rabiul Thani 10th, is the demise anniversary, in some accounts, martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma. So we decided to dedicate this episode of the program, The Teacher, to the outstanding scholarly and religious life of Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma. Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Before getting to the details of her life, give us some background about the lineage and the biography of Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma, salamullahi alayha, peace be upon her. I was among the children of Imam Musa al-Kadhim and sister of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. But of course, he was one of the best children of the Imam. Among his daughter and among his sons, after Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam, he was the best daughter of the Imam. He was known as Karima, which means generous, and he was known as, let's say, Ma'suma, which means innocent or infallible. He was known also as Tahira, which means purified, Hamida, which means praise. And of course, there are lots of nice and beautiful titles and names which is given to this great lady, daughter of Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam. And his mother was, her mother was Najma Khatun, salamullahi alayha. So of course, she was born in Medina and lived there in Medina. But later, when Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam asked her to come to Mashhad, to the Tus, I mean, then of course, she wanted to go from Medina to Khurasan,
yes,
to Marv. In the way to Khurasan, there is a city named Sawa. In that city, she got sick. And then she moved to actually Qum, the city of Qum. Of course, it is said that the people of Qum asked her to come to Qum, and then she came to Qum, and in Qum actually she died, and she was buried here in the city of Qum.
That's all right. We will get more to the life account of Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma, the main reasons of her trip to the city of Qom and Iran. In fact, there is long, long way from Medina to Khorasan. So what was the main motive of her, of this outstanding lady? Okay, Sheikh Fadai, is there any account and document, authentic document, showing us the religious knowledge of Lady Fatimatul Ma'asuma? Was she, for example, a kind of a scholarly woman at the time of the infallibles or not?
Yes, you know, we had a lot of children for imams, as we call it, imamzadeh, but just some of them were famous. And the reason for that fame, we can count on two reasons. The first one is their spirituality, which we can call them as a pattern, a spiritual pattern. Yes. Their life, how they worship God, their behavior. And the second one is their knowledge. Yes. Now, Lady Masuma was one of the ravis and one of the narrators really? Of the hadith.
Okay.
That she narrated a lot of hadith from his father, from his brother.
Yes.
And we have them in our books of Rivaya. And she was one of the authentic narrator of hadith. And even sometimes imams ask her to answer the questions of people. So people refer to Lady Masuma and they could get their answer in the knowledge about religion. So the reason that we go to her ziyara, to her shrine, is not just that she is one of the daughters of imam. No, her position in knowledge and her position in spirituality made her a special one. And because of that, you can see that in our city, Qom, which is the center of Islamic knowledge,
yes.
The reason is Hazrat Masuma,
yes.
Lady Masuma.
Yes.
You know, a so person...
from that time onward, there was yes. a kind of flourishing
yes.
of religious centers.
You know,
and
we had a
academies.
Lot of Imamzada children of yes. Ahlul Bayt in Iran.
Yes.
And we have a lot of shrine.
Yes.
But the only one which made scholars to gather mm-hmm. around her was Lady Masuma. So as you can see, now Qom is a city which is the center of Islamic knowledge all around the world.
Yes.
So that is for her position, a special
yes.
position. And even we have in the records of ulama scholars that whenever they had a problem in their scientific life, they used to refer to this shrine and ask Lady Masuma because, you know, their life and their death is not different. They are alive all the time, even after what we call it death. So they refer to Lady Masuma and ask Your Majesty to solve their scientific problem.
Mm-hmm.
Even from her soul, they ask scientific problem and question, as she was like that in her life. So this is the special position of Lady Masuma.
That's all right. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, is it true that, for example, Imam Musa al-Kazim, the father of Lady Fatimatul Masuma and Imam Reza alayhi salam, referred some people to her in order to get the answer to their religious questions or something like that?
Yeah, it is narrated.
Is this news authentic?
Of course, it is narrated about the Lady Masuma salamullahi alayha that sometimes the people, when they came to the house of his father, so since his father was imprisoned by Harun al-Rashid, and he was not available. So sometimes, of course, she was able to answer the questions of the people. It is also narrated that Imam al-Kazim once said that Fadaha Abuha.
Yes.
This narration is also narrated by some of the narrators. So, of course, this kind of narrations indicates that how much important and how much scholarly figure was the Lady Masuma salamullahi alayha. The other point that we can mention is that her spiritual position and status
yes.
In the viewpoints of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was also very much high and very much important. We
yes.
have a narration from the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam, said that Man zara al-Masuma fi Qum
yes.
wajaba lahu al-Jannah. This kind of narrations we have regarding Lady Masuma salamullah alayha. Which means the one who visit the holy shrine of Lady Masuma mm-hmm. salamullah alayha in the city of Qum. So, of course, then he will deserve Jannah, paradise.
This is from
Imam Ridha alayhi salam.
Salam.
Yeah, the title right. or the laqab or the name Masuma is also given from this
yes.
hadith of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam.
Okay.
And also there's another hadith from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salatu wasalam who says, Man zara ammati biqum. وَجَبَ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ again.
Whoever visits my aunt, the holy shrine of my aunt.
Lady Masuma salamu allahi alayha. And of course, this kind of narrations regarding Lady Masuma salamullah alayha shows that he not only her scholarly life, but also her spiritual or ma'anawi kind of position and status was also very much significant and important. As it was rightly mentioned by our brother that even some of the scholars, the Shia scholars, it happened to them that sometimes they asked their questions from the soul of the Lady Masuma salamullah alayha uh-huh. and she answered them
that's right
the questions. So that's why this lady is a very, let's say, great lady. That's right. Among the Shiite, let's say, figures, mm-hmm. and personalities in the history, that she gathered lots of scholars for centuries, yes. in the city of Qom.
Yes.
And we see that the Shia of Qom, Ash'ariyun of Qom, yes. which was a tribe in Qom,
yes.
they respected a lot this lady, and they invited this lady to the city of Qom. Mm-hmm. And the scholars of Qom were there. They respected yes. her. And then that's why she was buried in the holy city of Qom. Also, when she died,
yes.
it is said that when the people were preparing themselves to bury the lady Masuma Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then suddenly they saw two men with the niqab,
with the veil.
Yeah, with the veil.
Yes.
And the people did not see the face of these two mm-hmm. figures and these two men. And they came mm-hmm. and did the burials of mm-hmm. Lady Salamullahi Alayha.
That's
Ayatullah
right.
Fadil Al-Karani, one of the maraji of Taqlid, he was of the view that these two figures might have been Imam Ridha and Imam Jawad alayhi mm-hmm. salatu wassalam.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. And Sheikh Faday, as I said, the Islamic Hausa of Qom flourished after the presence of the holy tomb of this lady. We know the other ladies of the descendants of the infallible imams are also buried along with Lady Fatimatul Masuma in the same place. Nowadays, when we take a look at the holy shrine, we could see the tomb of so many great ulama in vicinity of the tomb of Lady Fatimatul Masuma. And you see, this is a good news, and this must be a strange, for example, picture for those who are now talking about the rights of the women, that how many men every day pay visit to the holy shrine of a woman. So a woman, spiritually speaking, when she's grown up, she can be a role model even for men.
Yes. You know, that is the real definition of respect.
Respect, that's
you know,
right.
In Western culture, when they say respect to women or the rights of women, it means that the woman is just some tools for their lives, for their economy, that's it. They call it respect, but it's a big lie. But when we say respect in Islam, we can see the real meaning of respect in Lady Masuma. In science, she is the center of science in Islamic world. In worshiping in Ibadah, she is a center. This is the real respect. And all the time we talk about the high position of this lady, and we respect them not only in her life after thousands of years, even now we are respecting her. Why? Because of the real position of humanity.
Yes.
But what about the women in the West? When they are alive, they're just tools. And when they are dead, they're just ended. That's it. No one mentioned anyone. Can you name any woman in the Western culture which is worshipped by all men, all the scientists, all the scholars after hundreds of years? Of course not. We don't have it. And another point which is interesting about the life of Lady Masuma is the love of Iranian for Ahlul Bayt.
Uh-huh. The Persians.
Yes. Yeah. See, when Ahlul Bayt were in Hijaz, mm-hmm. or when they were in Iraq, yes. you can see that they were oppressed,
yes.
not just by governor, mm-hmm. but also by people. Of course, yes. not all of people, but most of the people. You know, there were just a minority of people in Hijaz and Iraq who were real Shia for Ahlul Bayt. But in Iran, just the governors, like Khalifa, Mamun, just the governor were oppressing imams like Imam Reza. And what happened for Lady Masuma, that some of the soldiers of Khalifa went to Lady uh-huh. Masuma in order yes. to stop her, because they knew the position of imam and the position of her sister. They knew that if they two gather together, we cannot continue our power. Because only Imam Reza in the Mev, he could gather a lot of people around him, and they knew that if Lady Masuma arrived in Mev, after that, a lot of ladies will gather around here for his lessons and classes, of course. Yes. And that was a danger for them. Uh-huh. But what about people? People of Iran know always they were in love with Ahlul Bayt. Mm-hmm. And in this event, you can see that people of Qom, they sent their representative to Sava. And of course, they were late because the soldiers of Caliph, they were invaded the caravan of Lady Masuma, and they killed a lot of people in that group. But
one account says that she might be poisoned or martyred or something like that. That's
and this one, we should say, we can say that this record is stronger.
Yes,
that she was shahid, was martyred.
That's right. That's
it's better to say martyrdom of Lady Masuma. Whether she was poisoned in the way. Or she died because of the sorrow of that killing, that bloodshed. Even if it was by the sorrow of that bloodshed, again, this is a martyrdom. So it's better to say the martyrdom of Lady Masuma.
That's all right. Lady Fatimatul Zahra and Lady Fatimatul Masuma are the only infallible women that have Ziyarat text Ma'sur, which is, we can say, the senate of these Ziyarat texts. Is issued by a Ma'sum. This shows the authenticity of the position of Lady Fatimatul Masuma. We know that the holy tomb of Lady Fatimatul Zahra is not known to the Shia. So many people, if they want to talk to Lady Fatimatul Zahra, they refer to Hazrat Masuma in the holy city of Qom. You know, this shows the great position of Lady Fatimatul Masuma in the holy city of Qom. And nowadays, the holy city of Qom, because of the presence of her tomb, is the welcoming city for so many pilgrims all around the world. You know, look how the presence of a holy lady can have effect, for example, on Islamic architecture. The best examples of the Islamic architecture could be found over here, in the Islamic Museum over there, you know, in bridge making and everything.
And there are some Iranian kings in the shrine of Lady Masuma.
They have donated. Different leaders, different rulers, different kings during the history of Islam showed their respect by donating, by spending money on the holy shrine of Lady Fatimatul. So many of them are buried over there, so many ulama are over there. All in all, it is a source of blessing, you know, for the holy city of Qom and the land of Iran. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani. We again express our condolences on the demise anniversary of Lady Fatimatul Masuma, which took place on Rabiul Thani 10th, according to the most authentic documents. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at pastory.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all, Yaman. معلم